Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 27th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be hot with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 73. Look for a chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, new reported cases of COVID-19 in North Carolina dropped over the weekend. But hospitalizations rose for the 16th consecutive day as the Delta variant continues to spread. Sunday marked the first time since July 19th that the number of new daily cases had gone down. Even with that drop, however, it's still over four times what the state was seeing at the beginning of July. Health officials say the increase in cases and hospitalizations is due to the Delta variant, a more transmissible form of the virus that causes COVID-19. In Durham, the new county library closed for heating and air conditioning repairs Monday, less than a week after its grand opening. The library temporarily closed after indoor temperatures approached 90 degrees. The main library had reopened just last Tuesday. It had been closed for 4 years for an expansion and major renovations totaling $44.3 million. Officials hope to reopen in just a few days. In Raleigh, a 10-year-old boy, his father and two others were injured when two dogs attacked them in North Raleigh. Raleigh police said they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The two dogs have been taken to the county shelter. Police said their owner was charged with attack by dangerous dog. This is the third incident in the triangle involving violent dog attacks. In coronavirus news, the grandson of the Reverend Billy Graham is hospitalized and in critical condition due to COVID-19. His mother, and Graham Lotz, said her son is in the intensive care unit and asked for people to pray for her son's recovery. Jonathan Lotz is an ordained minister and has preached around the country. He worked for his grandfather to prepare for his crusades. And finally, after more than a year without the bulk of its workforce, downtown Raleigh is beginning to snap back to life. The return of downtown workers also means the return of the lunch hour. The lunch landscape has changed in downtown Raleigh, with the pandemic closing some old favorites, but some new additions arriving. Check out our guide to downtown Raleigh lunch spots to see what's new and what has returned. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.